His name is Jay Fry, president of IndyCar, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And you were in that pre-Wet Fest in Daytona for the 24 hour. We understand that you're back in Indianapolis. You're not there. You're not in Daytona anymore. But when you show up, Jay, at a race like that, is it you just doing some glad handing, for the lack of a better word, with your IndyCar drivers that are in the Daytona 24 hour race?
Well, it's a mix, right? First of all, thanks for having me.
Sure.
For an event like that, it's a mix. There's people from NASCAR, there's from IndyCar, there's, you know, sports cars, all different genres of motorsports throughout the world. So it's always good to go. I always have some meetings set up before I get there. It's good to get around and see everybody. So it's kind of a little bit of both. Always checking with our guys and see how they're doing. But it's really a great way to kind of reconnect, you know, after a long off season with everybody in the industry.
Jay Fry, president of IndyCar, joining us here in the Freak Nation, Lucas Oil Studios. We had Mark Miles in last week, and a number of things that we asked him about it. Some things that we could probably ask you, but with IMSA Sports Car Series starting the end of January, granted we saw the weather didn't cooperate this time, but is it in your sights to get IndyCar off sooner than it is in March at this point?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I'm sure Mark talked a lot about that. And the goal's always been to start the season the week after the Super Bowl. So that would be a couple weeks from now. We tried to do part of that. You know, in Phoenix, there we had the open test about that same window. And in a couple weeks, we're going to go to COTA for our open test on the 12th and 13th of February. So we kind of have an open test does is almost like an event, because you come in, everybody, you know, the entire paddock is there. We bring timing to school. It's just like a race. So that's really our kickoff. But it would certainly be great to have a real points-paying race, you know, much earlier in the season than we currently do.
Jay Fry, president of IndyCar, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And I guess my question would be, why wait until after the Super Bowl? I know way back when it was IRL, they kicked off in Disney and in Orlando in January. But what I've noticed, at least from being on the media side of things, since we started Speed Freaks in the year 2000, is that that month of January is all Supercross. But people are dying for some four-wheel stuff as well, so much so that you see the enthusiasm by the time the 24 hours of Daytona rolls around. Why not take something maybe the second week of January?
Yeah, well, it's certainly possible. I like race and race a lot. So it's off season. It's to the point. It's really, it's funny when off season, it's more chaotic than the season. Once we start racing, we get on our routine. You know, it's the same every week. We do, you know, we go through our procedures, in the off season, you're so busy getting ready for the next season and, you know, the year after that and year after that. So it's, the off season is extremely chaotic. A lot of times people ask, you know, they think we're all on vacation over this whole off season, and that's absolutely not the case. Certainly that would be possible, and that's a good idea. I think part of it's just that time of the year, you know, there's not a lot of places you can go just because of the weather. So that always comes into play. And then, once you get into February and March, things start to get better, different places. So, that, you know, there's always consideration to go early. The week after the Super Bowl is always kind of lined up to kick off after football season ends. There could always be something possible in that time frame, for sure.
Jay Fry, you talk about responsibilities and routines in season and then out of season. You jumped up a lot in this out of season, kind of taking over marketing and communications, whereas before you were competition and operations. So with your new role as president, how can we better get IndyCar out in the marketing atmosphere to get IndyCar as more of a household name, kind of like NASCAR is?
Well, I think probably what I was doing before was kind of, I always looked at it like inside the lines, you know, so inside the paddock. And with my history, I've done, you know, on the team side or different things. Marketing and communications has always been part of that. I was the chief revenue officer at Holman before I took this position. So we've always been involved in a little bit of everything. And our group is small now. So we're, you know, we were all doing kind of different things anyway. So we're to this point. But I'm a big believer in, I think there's a lot of motorsports fans out there. They might not necessarily be IndyCar fans, but they're motorsports fans. So one of the things that we really want to do is look more grassroots type stuff. I think it's easier to convert, or not convert. You don't want to convert them. you want to convince them that to come see an IndyCar event. if they're already a motorsports fan, they might be a different kind of motorsports fan. But I think they would be the easiest ones for to come sample our events. And I think once they sample our events, they will really like it. You see a lot of places we go where there's different kinds of motorsports. And again, there's lots of motorsports fans out there that might not necessarily be IndyCar fans, but we want to make sure that they get a chance to come see us.
At the end of 2018, there was a press release that came out about how ESPN2 is no longer the number two sports network in the country, thanks to networks like Fox Sports 1 and NBC Sports. Of course, NBC Sports being huge with IndyCar. NBC Sports, in their article about that, said, yes, we credit NASCAR and the NHL for our ratings rise. And I thought, oh, man, here we go again. IndyCar getting the shaft.
Well, I think if you looked during the NFL playoffs, we've certainly been involved in a lot of things they're doing. I think the continuity is going to be really great for us. We're on the NBC networks, you know, exclusively this year. Last year we were on five network events. This year we'll be on eight. So half of our races are on network events. So I think once, you know, again, we get in a rhythm, again, this is all, you know, kind of new for them. And you know, we had the same broadcast partner, ABC, for 54 years at the 500. So this is it's a really big event. And NBC's wanting to package it in their championship weeks or championship events. So I think that we're really excited about what they're doing already. We're really excited about their plans going forward. Hopefully we'll open some eyes by the end of the season.
Jay Fry is the president of IndyCar. Jay, how many people, especially the NBC crews, were there in Daytona trying to get a head start on the stories surrounding Fernando Alonso at the Indy 500?
Well, they had a bunch, right? The NBC broadcast, or NBC Sports broadcast, they had their NASCAR team, their IndyCar team, their IMSA team. So it was pretty cool the way they did it. They, you know, did a, you know, basically a 24-hour broadcast, which was pretty exciting and outstanding that they did that. So there was a lot of there's been a lot of pre-planning. They're pre-planning for the 500 and for our season. It's been going on for some time. Again, I think they're going to have a very fresh, different approach. And what's good about this is that we're already partners with them, right? Last year for well over half the season. So we already know them. We know how they operate. Again, I think just for our fans, it's going to be easier for them to understand what we're on and when we're on. It's consistent and exclusive on one network, and that'll be a big help to our fans.
Jay Fry is the president of IndyCar. We all look forward to the final race of the season at WeatherTech Raceway, the old Laguna Seca. Any changes IndyCar has in mind for the track?
No, it's not necessarily changes to the course. It's more changes, a lot of safety updates they're doing, a lot of initiatives that they're doing that we, requirements that we have. They've been outstanding. They're working on now. We have a huge group of cars going out there on the 8th, February 8th, which will be one of the teams have team tests, and sometimes the teams kind of get together and they all kind of go to the same place. And again, like we talked earlier, a lot of that's weather related. So that fits in a nice window on the weather. So I think we got 22, 23 cars going out there on February 8th. That'll give us a good indication of where they're at now. And then, you know, again, there's more things that we're asking them to do between the 8th and then we go race there during the season. So they've been really great to deal with. We're really excited about that. We're excited about COTA. We think that the schedule has really worked out well this year going into the season. Quite excited about the whole program.
Damn it. Why didn't Phoenix work out?
I don't know. We tried. And, you know,
oh, yeah, I know.
They tried, and I still think it can, right? We did the open test every year. We did a lot of promotion. You know, Brian, when he was, did a lot of great things. The whole team out there is incredible to work with. I just think that the reintroduction probably was going to take a little longer than we thought and what they thought. And they had all the new facility upgrades being done. And I think there was just kind of a timeout because of all that stuff going on at the same time. So I never say never. We love Phoenix, love the racetrack. I think that this new aero kit that we have would race really well there. So it's, you know, we're excited about that, or the next version of, year two of the new kit would race really well. So yeah, I never say never.
Jay Fry, you're the president of IndyCar. For years here at Speed Freaks, we've had the idea of maybe combining an NHRA weekend with an IndyCar weekend at a single track like Sonoma or Charlotte. Is that something the IndyCar would consider, of combining a weekend with the NHRA at a single track?
I think so. I'm very excited about the prospect of doing something like that. And actually, Brian and I talked a lot about that at Phoenix, where we would come in and do a weekend, and you know, IndyCar would run Saturday night, and the Cup cars would run on Sunday. So there's a little, you know, we're the, you know, under the lights, and they're during the day, and there's a lot of ways we could do it. And there were some hurdles probably in the past that aren't there, and the hurdles being when they had Sprint Nextel as a sponsor, and we had Verizon as a sponsor. There's things like that that were, or could be, a hurdle, which they are not now. So, I think, why not, right? You got to really look outside the box. I think it would be a really cool thing to have a massive American Motorsports weekend, right, you know, someplace, and, you know, we all are there, that type thing, and I think it would be a very good thing. So we're certainly open to it.
Well, Jay Fry, your time with NASCAR, and of course now with IndyCar, I mean, the hurdles were more than just sponsorships. Do you think some of the people involved that just never wanted to see that happen, whether it was the NASCAR side or the IndyCar side, do you think that they've softened, or at least they're done with those thoughts, so that, yeah, we can entertain something that could be so exciting? The campers at Phoenix would love something one night on Saturday and then all the way on Sunday. And it's right. We are the same family. It's racing. We're competing with the NFL. We need each other.
Yeah, well, I certainly feel that way, and there's been none of that since I've been here. So it's been very collaborative. They're good friends. We deal with them all the time. You know, whether it's NASCAR or IMSA or the NHRA or whomever. So I think we're all looking, you know, in a different approach. And even think of with NASCAR now that, you know, half their season's on NBC, and our entire season's on NBC. There's lots of things you can do with the broadcast partner that makes sense. So who knows? Again, you just got to really look outside the box. And, you know, again, getting back to Phoenix, which when I said that, obviously we raced the new car there last year, which it did. We thought it was really a much more competitive event. And then we thought going into this season, it would have been even a more competitive event. So I'm sorry I jumped around there, but I wanted to make sure that the Phoenix fans knew we were working on this car to make it even better at Phoenix.
Yeah, we get it, man.
All good. Yep.
You got big supporters here in the Freak Nation. We appreciate the series, appreciate the activity on the track, and really the drivers and their personalities, and frankly, opening the doors to us for so many years. We've enjoyed it, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. Again, last year at Sonoma, we had 25 cars and 8 rookies, and a lot of that's coming into this season, 4 new teams. We got another new team coming in this season, or really maybe 2, one maybe the following season. So we're on a really nice path. You know, we feel really that we've created this 5-year plan, and we've got a great paddock that was part of the plan, and we just really feel good about our trajectory. Mm. And it's been a lot of people's really hard work, and there's a lot more work to do, but we feel good about where we're at.
Yeah, for people that may remember, I mean, my heyday with IndyCar was the 90s, and I remember the Walter Paytons or the Joe Montanas being around the paddock. Guys, now we've got a Steinbrenner in the paddock. So, yeah, right. those sorts of name recognition things are coming back, and that's kudos to you guys.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Again, when 16 we started working on this plan, we wore out talking about this 5-year plan, but in 16 we worked on it, and it took about the entire year to put it together. And the OEMs are Chevrolet and Honda were involved. All the teams are involved, engineers, manufacturers, race promoters, owners, and we came up with this plan. And the plan was, you know, to sort out the economics of the racing, get our identity back with this new car, recruit new teams to come in. And it really, it's exceeded our expectations even at this point, because, again, we had 4 new teams last year. We got another one this year. And there's 2 or 3 more coming over the course of the next 2 years. So if you just look at the growth based on car count, things are going well. So that's good.
It's awesome. Jay Fry, president of IndyCar, joining us here in the Freak Nation, Lucas Oil Studios. Jay, thanks for doing this. We'll see you soon, man.
It's awesome. And thank you guys for everything. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Absolutely. Thanks.
You know, Statman, when you have a series like IndyCar there are some races where it is absolute bonkers. And I mean, not just on the track, but in the stands. But there are a number of races where you look up in the stands, Phoenix not being one of them because they're no longer part of that. There's just, is there a magic pill
Yeah,
it's called ethanol.
No, I just don't.
In cellulose.
And I understand.
Packaging.
We got about a minute and a half. How Jay has to take the high road and talk about all the advantages that IndyCar has, this and that, and it's a wonderful series and fans and aero. It's just, man, we are in such an interesting time, Stat, for motorsports and trying to segue into a younger audience.
It's going to be very hard, especially like last night when you're trying to watch a big race with drivers from all over the world and a lot of fun, and the race disappears for 4 hours, and you got to pay to watch it here and pay to watch it there and pay to use somebody's app. And you know, just after a while, I mean, kids just aren't interested in that. If they can get free entertainment, they'll get free entertainment.